You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg. A federal jury awarded a $1 million verdict to be split between two former Philadelphia police officers whose 2019 gender discrimination and sexual harassment lawsuit led Philadelphia's then police commissioner to resign. The verdict came down in May. The jury found that former Corporal Audra McCowan and former Patrol Officer Jennifer Allen endured a hostile work environment after they raised sexual harassment complaints. McCowan, Allen's supervisor, alleged that former Commissioner Richard Ross had failed to help because she ended a romantic relationship with him back in 2011. Audra McCowan is here.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
I want to start with the jury verdict. In your favor, what did that mean to you to get that decision?
No amount of money can ever replace what we went through, but the feeling that I got when it came down in our favor, it was just, I started crying because I said, you know, these people believed us, because all along the process, we've been doubted and we were just minimized. So the fact that the jury saw our truth, it meant everything.
And so let's rewind back, because you spent 15 years in the Philadelphia Police Department. Why did you decide to become a law enforcement officer in the first place?
So I always wanted to help people, and I wanted to become a teacher. And I had my son at 19 and kind of put that on the back burner and was working. And my sister is actually a lieutenant in the police department. She was then a police officer. And she's like, you know, you should really become a police officer. You would be great at it. I'm like, huh? It was exciting. It was just like, okay, I'm going to start working now. I have this son and I have to provide for him. So that's really how I kind of segued into police work.
When did the sexual harassment and the hostility begin?
So it began in the police academy. So I entered March of 2004, and my birthday's in March, so I turned 21. And there was a co-recruit, a male, who started a rumor that I performed sexual, I guess, favors on him after supposedly we all went out to a bar. I confronted him, and it was like a big joke. So I go to my then sergeant. You know, I had written a memo, and he took the memo and then he balled it up and said, this is where that belongs, and threw it in the trash. I then went to the, you know, police district after we graduated, and I had a sergeant that would proposition me for sex for a day off. He did that to multiple women. We had a lieutenant who would sit in the operations room with shorts on, with no underwear on, and you could see everything. My entire career, little things happened. And then in 2015, I was teaching at the police academy, and an officer, he smacked my butt. I couldn't believe it. I turned around and punched him as a reaction. I went to internal affairs, made a complaint, and I'll never forget the internal affairs investigator said, well, you could get in trouble for hitting him. And I said, huh? It was just very, I don't know, shaming, victim shaming. Yeah, so my entire career, in some way, shape, or form, there was sexual harassment and hostility.
What was the thing that you said, you know what, I'm gonna sue?
It would have to be after I felt like I wasn't being taken seriously as a supervisor, let alone a woman. Now, you know, I'm in this position with a little more authority than I had. Like, it's going to get better. You know, I'm going to tell this officer to do X, Y, Z, and he's going to do it because I'm his supervisor. So when I saw the disrespect, and just kind of thought of all the disrespect through all of my years, it just was like, honestly, the natural progression, because I said, nothing's going to happen unless we make major noise. I felt like I had no other recourse and that my back was against the wall. Yeah.
Because you were a corporal at this point. People are not doing what you tell them to do. And you felt like it was directly linked to all of the sexual harassment that you had experienced.
Not only myself, but just seeing how women are treated, and sometimes the women are complicit and I don't understand. So it was all of that.
What happened once everybody knew that this lawsuit was filed? Because you were still working.
Well, if you want to call it working, I asked to be moved. They moved me and then they sat me in a hallway for 100 days with no work. So I ended up going on family medical leave. So I was out when the actual news broke. I'm not one that's big on a lot of attention, so that it was a shock. A lot of people stopped talking to me. A lot of women actually on the floor stopped talking to me. It was difficult, but I knew it was necessary work. So I just tried to push through.
I could only imagine you going through that. And so then you resigned.
Yes, that was not in the plans. My actual plan was to do 30 years on the job. I would be 50. I could retire. It was a hard decision for the better of my health. I didn't have a choice.
What did you learn through this process that you had no idea when you initially signed up to file this lawsuit?
I would have to say internally that I'm stronger than I ever thought I was. It's not always easy. I feel like a lot of times we get blamed, like we caused whatever to happen to us. That's very traumatic. It's a lengthy process. I didn't realize that I was going to have to, kind of pull myself up for however many years it's been, like four years. And if you decide to leave, your job, obviously you're taking a big financial hit. If a woman has children or whomever they're close to, like I tried my hardest to still be present for my family, even in the times where I didn't feel like being bothered with, anyone. I missed a lot. The shocking thing for me was this year we went on vacation. I was able to play, and I'm talking about with a 19 and 15 year old. They're not babies anymore, but I was able to play with my kids in the pool with my boys. And I missed that. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And I got to ask you, former patrol officer Jennifer Allen, how critical was her presence in standing with you with her allegations? How critical was that into your ability to stand there?
Huge, 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 huge. I don't think either one of us could have gotten through this without the other. And I always say strength in numbers. That's not just a saying, it's true. Both of us together. And actually the first time I complained, it was with another officer. It's important. It really is important.
So now as we wrap up, you are a school secretary, you run your own personal training business. What does this all represent for you?
It's a new life. It's a rebirth. My fitness business thing, I birthed it going through this. I'm looking forward to just moving on. I still want to help women. I'm trying to figure out what that looks like, how to branch out and like, hey, I'm here. I can be that support, whatever is needed.
Why do you feel compelled to share and to speak out now?
From my place of pain is this power. And I feel like I want other women to know, like, you can get through this, but you have to speak up, because I believe if you stay silent, you're just being complicit.
That was Audra McCowan, a former Philadelphia police corporal. She and former police officer Jennifer Allen were each awarded $500,000 by a federal jury in May, which found that the two women endured a hostile work environment after filing sexual harassment complaints within the Philadelphia Police Department. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.